After last year's wolf hunting season, the DNR examined about 27 wolf carcasses to see if hunters had illegally allowed dogs to fight with wolves. The state said its findings were inconclusive. But critics complained the wolf pelts had been removed and too much time had passed between the wolves dying and the carcasses being examined. The DNR's David McFarland says the state's new plan is to ask all wolf hunters to let a trained evaluator watch the wolves be skinned, and for that evaluation to take place within 5 days of the wolf being killed. McFarland told the DNR board yesterday that some hunters would refuse.
My expectation would be that participation would be relatively modest. You know, essentially we'd be asking somebody to let a Wildlife Services staff person sit in their garage with them while they skin this animal.
But McFarland says the process could be a pilot for an effort that may be included in later permanent wolf hunting rules. Meanwhile, the voluntary plan does not sit well with wolf advocate Rachel Tilseth of Wolves of Douglas County, Wisconsin.
You know, they're derelict of duty. You know, there's been no attempt by the DNR to hold these wolfhounders accountable, and I'm appalled. It's exactly like they're just asking the fox to guard the hen house.
The next Wisconsin wolf hunting and trapping season is slated to start October 15th with a kill target of 150 wolves. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.